Welcome to this meditation on gratitude. And coming to sit in a comfortable and also alert position, or a position that helps you to be alert. If that's what feels right for you right now, can also be that you choose another posture, and that's just fine. You can have your eyes open or closed, whatever helps you to be less distracted. And feeling the posture that you have chosen, the contact points of your feet with the ground, your legs and buttocks with the chair, your back with whatever it's leaning towards, and your hands with each other, or the legs, or your knees. So taking the time to bring your attention inward, into your body, and starting by grounding yourself, feeling the contact with the earth and with the seat. Maybe a sense of heaviness, maybe lightness. And tuning in with your body, how it's feeling this morning. There might be some areas that call for your attention. And most of the time, these are the areas that hurt or are tense. So giving them your attention, attending to them, with gentleness. What does this part of your body need right now? It could be that it's some tightness in the shoulders or in your upper back, some knot in the stomach or in the throat, or some tightness between your eyebrows. And maybe you can simply turn to it with a gentle breathing. Breathing into these parts of your body. Breathing out tensions. Not pushing anything away, but rather approaching it, breathing into it. And some of the tensions might go away when you breathe into them, and some won't. It could be also that one area asks for a movement. For example, in my case, my shoulders ask for a gentle shoulder roll. If you think that this could be beneficial for you, you can join me in just taking a few gentle shoulder rolls. If your body needs another movement, you can do that too now. But if you like, simply, gently raising your shoulders on the in-breath, letting them go down on the out-breath. But knowing that you have all the permission in the world to do whatever is good for you, whatever you need to help energize your body, release some tensions. You can also turn your shoulders in the other direction if that is what you choose to do. And maybe your neck needs a little attention. You could, for example, let your head fall down and gently turn it to the left side until you feel a stretch in the right side of the neck. And then again, moving forward past the middle and turn it to the right side until you feel a stretch here. So that could be another movement, performing some half circles, only forward with your head. And being very gentle and also very conscious. Deciding to be present with your body, listening to its needs. And if you like, as a last gesture or touch, you could a little bit massage your ear lips, which is a nice massage to help you wake up, put a bit energy in your body. You can even continue massaging your face a little bit. And then coming to sit, closing your eyes if you like. And noticing how things are now in your body. If there is anything that has changed. Maybe a feeling of warmth. Or a bit more energy or some tingling. Maybe those tensions are still there. Or this tightness in the chest. And if that's the case, if there's some difficult emotion that you notice, you can always put a hand on your heart and rub your heart a little bit. Or just bring the attention to your heart area. And now, bringing your awareness to your breathing. Wherever you feel it most. in your belly or chest, or in your nostrils. Noticing the rising and falling of your belly, if you choose that spot, with the breath. And if for any reason the breath is unsettling for you, you can also choose sensations in the body. For example, the contact of your feet with the ground, or your sensations in your hands. But if the breath feels all right for you, trying to focus on it as good as you can, bringing your attention back over and over again. And maybe you notice that the breathing is going quite all right. Maybe you notice that your body is more okay than it's not. No major mind-blowing pain. Some little tensions here and there, maybe a little pain, but you are quite all right. Maybe there are even some pleasant sensations in your body that you can notice. And if that's the case, bringing some gratitude to it. Gratitude for your wonderful body being all right. And maybe there are some other elements you can call up now in your mind, which are quite okay or even good in your life. Maybe it's the house you're in or the apartment, comfort that you are having. Enough to eat and to drink. Maybe you even have a garden or a terrace with some plants. And there might be other things coming to your mind which are not so okay in these times. And if they come up, you can notice them. But then choosing to disengage from them and come back to being grateful for what's all right and what's good in your life. Maybe it's around people you appreciate, that care about you. Maybe it's around this group here, us meeting in the morning, supporting each other, meditating together. Maybe it's around all these wonderful practices that mindfulness offers to you. All the free meditations you can enjoy by Brussels Mindfulness, for example. 180 already. Let's see what else comes to your mind that you can be grateful for. Your job. Financial stability. Or aspects of your job. Maybe hobbies you have and you can still perform right now. Technology making it possible for all of us to connect from all over the world. And noticing the fullness and the richness of your life. Who would want for more? And again, if things come up that you're missing, you can notice them, attend to them with care and kindness for a moment. And then come back and shift your attention to what's there, what's right, what you feel grateful for. And taking the time to really enjoy this feeling of gratitude, to take it in by making it richer, intensifying it. And you can do that by feeling it in your body. You might want to either choose one element that you are grateful for, or one situation, or memory, or whatever you want to choose, or it's the whole of it. This general feeling of gratitude. And just noticing how that feels in your body. Is it some warmth? Does it feel energizing or relaxing? Grounding. Just sensing into your body how it feels like. Noticing if there's an emotion that's attached to it. A sense of joy or relief or calm. Maybe also noticing why this is relevant for you in these times. And finally, allowing this feeling of gratitude to sink into you, become part of you, change the structure of your brain in a good way, shifting it more to the positive, creating an upward spiral. And really opening up to it and letting it sink in. You could do this, for example, by breathing in these feelings of gratitude and well-being. And breathing out anything you don't need that you would like to let go. And finally, just sitting here, noticing how you feel right now. And if there is a feeling of well-being, enjoying it, taking it in. If there are more difficult feelings, you can always add a gesture to yourself. Hand on your heart or giving yourself a hug. Or adding another movement. Which can also be a nice transition to come out of this meditation. And finally, gently opening your eyes again. And letting go of the practice as you engage with this new attitude into the rest of your day.